Well, hey, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we kicked off what has often been a favorite series here at LifePoint, our Now Playing series, where we talk about the intersection of faith and film. And we look at certain movies and just talk about how the themes or the messages of those movies ultimately kind of point us toward the greatest message, the greatest story, the story of the gospel. And we had folks vote on some of their favorite movies from different categories this year, and the movie that won the animated category was the movie Up. And I'm not going to try to give you a full synopsis of that movie right now. If you haven't seen it, go see it. It's definitely worth the time. It's a good movie. But what I did is I kind of looked at the film and said, I feel like one of the chief themes in the film is being willing to give up an old dream because you found a better dream. You found something better. One of the chief characters in the film, though we don't get to see her much, she's definitely a chief character in the film, is Ellie, the wife. And basically, she gives up. She had this childhood dream of getting down to a place called Paradise Falls and having a great adventure there. And she, Carl, her husband, she dies before Carl. And Carl tries to fulfill that dream for her. And when he finally gets down to Paradise Falls with their house, he takes the house with him. He realizes eventually, there's a great and powerful scene at the end of the film, he realizes that Ellie had really been okay with not achieving that dream because she had found a better dream. She had life with Carl. There's a picture book that she was going to fill with pictures of their life down at Paradise Falls, of her adventures and their adventures down at Paradise Falls. But instead, she filled it with pictures of their life just together as a married couple. And I took that and I said, man, basically for the Christian, right, Ellie, she was able to give up the old dream because of her life with Carl. She found something better. Her life with Carl freed her from the need to get down to Paradise Falls. And for the Christian, I said, man, we should be able to basically give up these other things that we once thought, man, I need that in order to be happy or satisfied, because we have life with Christ. And so we went to Matthew chapter 13. We looked at Jesus talking about the kingdom of heaven, and two of the parables that he tells there, he talks about a guy who finds a field, or he finds a treasure hidden in a field. And it says, in his joy, and that's so important, in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has in order to purchase that field so he can have that treasure. He says another parable. He says, there was a merchant in search of fine pearls, and upon finding one pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has so that he can have that pearl. And the purpose of the parables, it's not about, I made sure I was clear in saying this, I don't believe that parables are teaching that Jesus is saying, hey, you somehow purchase your salvation. Not at all. You don't earn your salvation. What he's talking about is the surpassing value of the kingdom of God. The surpassing value. That when you come into the kingdom, when you find Christ and Jesus saves you and you come to know him, that it is of such value, and you see Jesus, you treasure him. One pastor says you treasure him above all else in such a way that everything else kind of pales in comparison. You gladly give up all else in order to have Christ. And Philippians chapter 3, Paul talks about this. He says almost the same thing. He says, I count everything as loss, all his former life, all his former pursuits, all the accolades that Paul have. And Paul talks about how he was, you know, he was the Hebrew of Hebrews. He was well thought of in the Jewish world. He was educated. He was advancing in his career. And Paul says, man, I count it all as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. The surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, and really being known by him. That's something Paul says there in the end, is I press on to make Jesus my own because he's made me his own. And we tied that together all at the end to remind us that, man, we don't give up all we have so that we have Christ, in the sense that, you know, that's, hey, if you give up all you have, then Jesus will love you. We recognize, no, Jesus already gave up all he had in order to save us, that he took upon the cross. He took the cross on himself and stepped out of heaven in order to save us. And so we gladly give up all we have to gain Christ, in a sense, because he gave up all he had in order to save us. He moved first in the relationship. But I ask our folks this, and I would ask some of us listening right now, or all of us listening right now, this question. Has this been your experience of the Christian life, that you recognize and so treasure Christ that you gladly give up all else for him? That you see him and you think, man, like he is of such surpassing value and worth, that there's this incredible joy in knowing and being known by him. Because my honest, if I'm just being honest, my concern for some of us listening right now is that when you think of your Christian life, you do not think the surpassing value of the kingdom. Oh, the surpassing joy of being known and knowing Christ. It's, you think of drudgery and boredom and rules, religion. When you think of your Christian life, you think of, man, I got to go to church on Sunday, and I know I'm supposed to read the Bible, and there's a bunch of things I'm supposed to do. I got to give some money, and then there are a bunch of things I'm not supposed to do because those are bad. And I say those things because I've been there. Right? I remember a season of life where it was just like the do's and the don'ts. I called it living in the don't zone. Right? My old Christianity was basically like, here are the things that I avoid for Jesus. And that just became drudgery after a while. There's no joy in that. And so I wonder for some of us, right, like what is the experience of the Christian life for you? If it is boredom and drudgery and just rules, I would encourage you to take time to pray today to say, Lord, will you help? Will you just open my eyes to see the joy, the treasure that is Jesus, that he who gave his life for me, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, scorning its shame. He gave his life for me to save me, to bring me into the kingdom. Lord, will you help me to understand and see the surpassing value, the surpassing worth of knowing Christ and being known by him, and that you could be able to say honestly that you've tasted and seen that the Lord is good and that everything else pales in comparison to the treasure that is Christ. I want to pray that for you, and I want to encourage you to take some time to pray for yourself today. Heavenly Father, Lord, will you do that in us? Will you remind us, Lord, God, that you are surpassingly valuable, that you gave your own son in order to save us, and there is nothing better than knowing you and being known by you. And Lord, being able to wake up each day and say, man, I'm God's son, or I'm God's daughter, and that just being the starting place, Lord, it transforms us and changes us. It changes everything. So Lord, help us to be able to say with the Apostle Paul, I count everything as loss compared to the surpassing worth because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus. Lord, I pray that in Jesus' name, amen. Take some time now to pray for yourself.